I'm Stephen Grant, and this is the UTG podcast. Today we're going to be thinking, or at least starting, a little series of podcasts on what the Bible says about practical wisdom in daily life, found in a book called the Book of Proverbs. Proverbs, as a book, is full of wisdom. It comes principally from a man called Solomon, and they're more than pithy, memorable sayings with a point. They are that, but they're much more than that. They actually are ultimately teaching us about the wisdom of God and what that looks like in daily living. So they are calling us ultimately to be like God, to be like the Lord Jesus Christ and how he lived here on earth. And they were written by Solomon, who knew quite a bit about wisdom. In fact, I suppose it's one of the main features of that man's life was the wisdom that he requested from God and that God graciously gave it to him. It's quite a story, actually, and you find it if you're looking into a Bible in 1 Kings chapter 3. You discover that this man was going to be king, and he felt his own weakness. He felt the enormity of the task that God had called him to carry out for him in being king over the nation of Israel. And God appeared to him one night that you read of in 1 Kings chapter 3 in a place called Gibeon, and asked Solomon what he would have God give him. And Solomon answered and asked for wisdom. He didn't ask for riches. He didn't ask for family. He didn't ask for all sorts of things that he possibly could have asked for. He asked for wisdom, and God was pleased with that and gave him wisdom. And Solomon, the Bible tells us, wrote or spoke about 3,000 proverbs, wise sayings, and he wrote loads of songs, about 1,000, more than 1,000, 1,005, I think it is, songs. And you discover this, that in 1 Kings chapter 4 in the Bible, there's commentary about Solomon and the proverbs and wisdom that he expressed. And much of it was to do with the things round about him. To do with creation. 1 Kings 4 and verse 33 says that he spoke of trees, from the cedar tree that is in Lebanon, even unto the hyssop that springs out of the wall. He spoke of beasts, of fowls, of creeping things, of fish, and so on. And he would provide what I suppose you could call observational wisdom. Wisdom that is from God, but wisdom that can be observed in the creation all around us. And due to his wisdom, he became quite famous. In fact, he attracted worldwide attention, and lots of people came to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And these proverbs in the book of Proverbs are some of his wisdom and wise sayings that are written down. And there's lots in this book, I think, that we would find helpful for daily life, because the wisdom of God doesn't change, even although society has changed and life has changed in so many ways. The wisdom that comes from God is as applicable to our relationships, to our pressures, to our health issues, to all the sorts of challenges that daily life brings to us. And they're well worth reading. They can be quite difficult to read because there's lots of them, and perhaps two or three at a time are worth reading and just pondering. And we're going to think about that today. And in particular today, I want to think about what the book of Proverbs says about friendship, that subject of friendship. And we're going to just pick out some of these proverbs that give us wisdom about the subject of friendship. Now, it's interesting to me that in the book of Proverbs, you discover this, that there's a proverb in Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 20 that says this: whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools suffer harm. Now, it's worth saying, and I should have said this, that proverbs are not promises. They're not absolute promises. They are principles, which means that there are always going to be exceptions to the wisdom that's stated. So you're not getting absolute promises, you're getting principles that apply in life. And so you can find exceptions to them, but by and large, this is what happens, and this is the outcome that is experienced by people who put these things into practice. And so The idea here with this proverb about friends is just this, that you can do lots of things in life well. You can thrive financially without friends. You can live a long, healthy life on earth without friends. You can build reputation. You can gain power, prestige, all these things. And that perhaps sometimes is called getting on in life. You can do that without friends. And some do. But the proverb is telling us that if we want wisdom, certainly as a Christian here living on earth, if we want to be wise, then friends are important in that process. And without friends, it's unlikely that we will become wise on earth. And I think Paul in the New Testament is a good example of this. You read about his last words that he wrote down that we have in 2 Timothy chapter 4. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul is coming to a conclusion. This is the last thoughts of Paul written down. And he expresses in that last chapter of his last writing his concerns. And it's interesting to me that his concerns are principally for his friends. He expresses his need for their company. He also speaks about his pain at some of their betrayal, and also mentions the joy that he experienced in their company. And by so doing, I think he dispels a myth that cultivating friendships is only for weak people who are insecure or who struggle in life. And I think he also dispels the thought that we don't need friends because we've got the Lord. Even the Lord Jesus cultivated close friends when he was here on earth. And for Paul, not even the presence of the Lord is a substitute for the friendship of another Christian. And so he knows the presence of the Lord and his experience in captivity in prison when he writes that letter. But he still says to Timothy, "Timothy, make every effort to come to me soon." Because he valued Timothy's friendship and he wanted his presence and he wanted the joy that that would bring into his life. So Paul appreciated friendship, and I think we should too. Now, having said that, the Proverbs teaches something that life also demonstrates, which is that true friendship may be important, but it's also hard to find. Proverbs 20 and verse 6 says, "Many a man proclaims his own steadfast love, but a faithful man, who can find?" You know, it's one thing for someone to loudly proclaim their friendship and loyalty to you, but in reality, devotion, sincerity, sacrifice, all these great characteristics of true friendship are in short supply. And in friendship, it is something that we find hard to obtain, but it's so very important because true friendship brings wise counsel. People who care for you, who can see things from a different angle, who are prepared to speak into your life in true friendship. Proverbs 27 and verse 9 says, "Oil and perfume make the heart glad, and the sweetness of a friend comes from his earnest counsel." And so part of friendship is someone who is able to give wise counsel to you, and that will bring refinement, moral, mental stimulation, sharpening our soul, sharpening our character even. Again, a couple of proverbs speak about that. Proverbs 27 and verse 17 says, "The iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another." Proverbs 27 and verse 6 says that faithful are the wounds of a friend, profuse are the kisses of an enemy. I think it's true, and the Proverbs teaches some of these that I've quoted and others that I haven't, that what each of us actually need is not just unqualified approval and acceptance of everything we do and all that we are, but a loving honesty that sometimes can be blunt. So we don't need people in our lives who flatter us, but rather who speak truth in order to refine us. Now, that proverb spoke about iron sharpening iron. Now, when iron sharpens iron, there's friction and sparks fly. And in true friendship, I'm sure you've experienced that that can be the case, that sometimes there is friction and sometimes sparks fly. But if it's true friendship, the result will be good. There'll be a moral sharpness and a spiritual depth, an increasing trust, a better relationship, more Christ-like qualities being produced or refined. And although true friendship may hurt sometime, it ought never to harm. And there's a big difference between that. So it's important, it's hard to find, and it's also something that will last. True friendship will last for a long time, and it's for all times, good and bad. Proverbs 17 verse 17 says that a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. You know, this idea that family members tend to be there when adversity comes along, because the connection is so deep that the hard times don't scare it off or don't disturb it. Something else that the Bible speaks about in relation to friendship, so I suppose number one, it's important and hard to find, and number two, it's just this, the advice, the wise counsel of Solomon is just this: keep your friends few, be selective. Which may be strange wisdom, but listen to what it says. Proverbs 18 verse 24 says, a man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Now, it's true that we may have many companions, acquaintances, but true friends, close friends, are few and far between, and that is not a bad thing. The proverb that I've just quoted warns against multiplying friends, perhaps out of a misguided desire to be liked by everyone. The idea of sticking closer, there's a friend who sticks closer than a brother, is the idea of never abandoning, never betraying. And that's the sort of friend you need. And they're in short supply. So cherish them when you find them and keep them close. Because having the wrong friend can be disastrous in our lives. Proverbs 25 and verse 19 says this, trusting in a treacherous man in time of trouble is like a bad tooth or a foot that slips. A bad tooth. I don't know if you've had a bad tooth. Having a bad tooth is not pleasant. And a foot that slips is dangerous. So both of these things are not only useless, a bad tooth and a foot that slips, but they're actually dangerous and they hurt. Paul experienced that in his friendships. In the Bible, 2 Timothy 4 verse 14, he speaks about Alexander, who did great harm to the Apostle Paul. And he says to Timothy, stay away from him. Guard yourself from him, because not everyone is a candidate to be a friend. Now you think about Demas in the Bible, who was a friend to Paul, but basically abandoned him. He'd been one of his closest and trustworthy fellow workers in his service for God, but he just abandoned him, he forsook him, and we don't really know why, apart from the fact that he loved this present age. But he abandoned Paul, and that must have hurt Paul. So having the wrong friend can be painful. Having the right friend, well, is excellent, but keep your friends few. Be selective, I think is what the proverb is saying. And the basis of our friendships, they're also important. So listen to this. Be careful about friendships built on wealth. So that the Proverbs in Proverbs 19 verse 4-7 say this, wealth brings many new friends, but a poor man is deserted by his friend. Many seek the favour of a generous man, and everyone is a friend to a man who gives gifts. All a poor man's brothers hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He pursues them with words, but does not have them. Again, this is seen in life, that riches bring hangers on, bring friends who pledge their friendship for what they can get out of it. And they seek the favour of a generous man to basically provide them with what they can, rather than true friendship. So we need to be careful about who our friends are and the reason why they are becoming our friends. And there's a whole list of people in Proverbs that we should never have as friends. So I'm going to run through them very quickly. One of these is called the wicked. And I think that's, you know, self-evident. Proverbs 4, verse 14 to 15. Do not enter the path of the wicked. Do not walk in the way of the evil. Avoid it. Do not go on it. Turn away from it and pass on. So the wicked. The fool. Proverbs 14, verse 7. Leave the presence of a fool, for there you do not meet words of knowledge. The fool is the person who hates knowledge. He's unteachable. He's arrogant. He's not open to rebuke. He's impetuous, deceitful. He's sort of flippant towards sin. That's who the fool is in the book of Proverbs. Also, the quick-tempered person. Proverbs 22, verse 24, excuse me, in verse 25 says this, make no friendship with a man given to anger, nor go with a wrathful man, lest you learn his ways and entangle yourselves in a snare. Another one is the excessive person. Proverbs 23, verses 19 to 21, speak about someone who is spending time amongst drunkards or gluttonous eaters of meat and so forth, and says this, that the drunkard and the glutton will come to poverty. And so the idea is, you know, don't make friends with people who are excessive in their life or quick-tempered or foolish or wicked or discontented. Again, Proverbs 24, verses 21 to 22 says, my son, fear the Lord and the king, and do not join with those who do otherwise, for disaster will arise suddenly from them. And who knows the ruin that will come from them both? So he's actually talking about someone who, you know, this sort of person who loves change for change's sake. He's always discontented, and such a person tends to throw off authority and rebel against it. So if that is the sort of people not to be friends with and the sort of people to be friends with in the Proverbs, there's another couple of things just to mention today, and it's this. How should we treat our friends? The Proverbs has got a lot to say about that. It tells us to be generous. Proverbs 3, verse 27 and verse 20. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it's in your power to do it. So if our friends are in need, then do not defer giving them what they require. The reason is that it just increases the worry of the person in need, his embarrassment, his shame and having to ask for help. Just help them. And so be generous in your friendships. Don't harm your friends. So Proverbs 3:29 says, do not plan evil against your neighbour who dwells trustingly beside you. And the point is just this, that your neighbour is unsuspecting. He's got complete trust in you. He feels secure in that relationship. Don't take advantage of that confidence and harm him. So be generous to your friends. Don't harm your friends. Always speak the truth. And that's not always easy. Proverbs 25 verse 18 says that a man who bears false witness against his neighbour is like a war club or a sword or a sharp arrow. So speak the truth. And whenever possible, cover the failures of your friends. So Proverbs 17 verse 9 says, whoever covers an offence seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates close friends. A real friend is not someone who indiscriminately spreads rumours, even if the rumours are true, but someone who has a care for their friend's reputation. Someone who will even settle disputes in private, not in public. Check out Proverbs 25, verse 8 to 10. And one that I love about friends is this. Don't overstay your welcome. I remember that being quoted quite a lot. Proverbs 25, verse 17. Let your foot be seldom in your neighbour's house, lest he have his fill of you and hate you. The idea is stop overstaying your welcome. You can't kind of pester people as friends. Be wise in that respect. There's another one which is probably more to do with younger friends, I'm not sure, maybe not. The idea is stop using an excessive amount of practical jokes. Listen to this one. Proverbs 26, verse 18 to 19. Like a madman who throws firebrands, arrows, and death is the man who deceives his neighbour and says, I am only joking. And so this is the idea of, don't continually harass your friends and then say, oh, only joking, only joking. That's one way to break a friendship. So these are some of the proverbs that speak about friendship and speak about the sorts of friends we should seek, the sorts of friends we should not, and how we should be in our relationships with each other. And that's just a kind of taste, if you like, of the wisdom of Solomon in relation to friendships. One last one is this. A friendship is bound and strengthened when trouble comes along and when we respond appropriately with compassion to our friend's pain and suffering. Proverbs 25 verse 20 says this. Whoever sings songs to a heavy heart is like one who takes off a garment on a cold day and like vinegar on soda. It warns us against catching the wrong tone or speaking frivolous words to those who are actually deeply hurting, insensitive, if you like, inept even, when we try to help each other. Doing that, just like pouring stinging vinegar on an open wound. The wise and the sensitive person knows when to weep with those that weep and when to rejoice with those that rejoice. So that's just a taster, if you like, and I would recommend that you actually go into the book of Proverbs for yourself and dig into that. You'll find so much more than I mentioned today on the subject of friendship. So thanks for listening, and we'll catch up next time on the UTG podcast.